بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسول الكريم Before the durood and salam, our elders are advising us now to do three things. We've received this advice from Hazrat Maha Ibrahim Diola Sahib, Damat Barakatuhum, and a lot of the other elders are also mentioning things in a similar light, in a similar line. The first thing they're telling us to do is a lot of istighfar. We say istighfar, a person focuses on his own weaknesses, on his own faults. Mawlana Rumi rahmatullah alayhi put it very beautifully. He says, you've got a python that is curling around you, and you worried about the fly on the next man's nose. And often in life, that's what happens. We concentrate on everyone else but our own selves. But the awliya Allah and the buzugan deen, they always felt it was because of their weaknesses. My sin, my weakness. Maybe something wrong with me, something I'm not doing right in my life. That is why Allah is sending down this condition. So there's a lot of istighfar that is required from us. And like that, you know, a person says astaghfirullah, but it must be with remorse. That few tears that fall down the person's cheek can make a world of a difference, can make a, you know, major change in our life. Sometimes Allah just wants us to cry. And throughout the Quran, Allah mentions the same thing. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَضَرَّعُونَ Why Allah puts conditions so that people will turn to Him, they'll cry to Him, they will humble themselves. So this is the first thing. The second thing is sadaqah. Don't ever undermine the power of sadaqah. When I'm saying sadaqah, it doesn't mean a person gives like, you know, thousands of rands. But whatever is within a person's capacity, if every day a person, you know, different people throughout our locality give even a little bit of sadaqah, a few rands, just give a few slices of bread. The hadith speaks about one piece of a date. Ittaqun nar walau bi shiqqi tamratin. Just one piece of a date and save yourself from jahannam. And sadaqah will save you from calamities. Sometimes a person is giving 5 rand sadaqah, but he's saved from a 50,000 rand loss. He doesn't realize that. He's giving 5 rand sadaqah, but through the barakat of that sadaqah, Allah is saving him from a 50,000 rand loss or 500,000 rand loss. So that sadaqah on a daily basis, the pious elders also tell us every day, you should start off your day with some sadaqah. And regarding the sadaqah, there is one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One is the famous hadith where Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Dawu mardakum bis sadaqah." Even when someone is sick, treat them with sadaqah. And some of the pious people of the past, when anyone got sick in their homes, before they did anything, they took a large, substantial amount of money and they gave it out in sadaqah. You know, like in our terms, we'd say, you know, taking out like a few thousand rand, this depends on the person's capacity. They just took it out and gave it out in sadaqah. Before they did anything else, so after that we will do the medication, we'll go to this doctor. But the first thing they gave was sadaqah. And in one hadith, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned that when Allah Ta'ala created the mountains, the angels were astonished that, you know, how powerful the mountains are. And they asked Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, is there in your creation anything more powerful than the mountains? So Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala said, yes, metal. Metal is more powerful than the mountains. You use metal to cut through the mountains. So then they were astonished at that and they asked Allah, is there anything in your creation even stronger than the metal? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, yes, fire. Because fire will melt the metal. Then they asked Allah, is there anything even stronger than the fire? And Allah said, yes, water. Water will extinguish the fire. And then they asked Allah, is there anything stronger than water? Allah said, yes, the wind. Because the wind pushes the water and pushes the clouds. And then they asked Allah, is there anything stronger than the wind? And Allah replied, yes. Ibn Adam, man, when he gives sadaqah with his right hand, and his left hand doesn't know what his right hand spent, that is even more powerful than all of this. And the ulama explained the reason for this, is that all these things, as strong and powerful as they may be, they will never be able to push away the wrath and the anger of Allah. But sadaqah will push away the wrath and the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the second thing we can do, inshallah, on a daily basis. If every person starts doing this, this is definitely going to bring down Allah's rahmat and Allah's mercy, and Allah is going to bring about favorable conditions for us. And the third thing they say is a lot of dua. And remember, الدعاء سلاح المؤمن وإماد الدين ونور السماوات والأرض. The weapon of a believer is dua. Carry on making dua. We don't know what the future holds for us. And in one hadith, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, وَعِدُّوا لِلْبَلَايَ الدُّعَى. Prepare yourselves in advance for calamities by making excessive dua. So you're making a lot of dua. So Allah knows what's going to come. Who knows what's going to come in the next moment? Who knows what's going to come tomorrow? No one knows what's going to be the situation. But inshallah, try and make a lot of dua. And the more dua you make, the too little it is. At no point can you say, you know, you made sufficient dua. Some pious people, what they do, every day they take out maybe like half an hour, 45 minutes, and all the duas they need to make for themselves, or their families, or the entire ummah, they make it every day. All the duas they know, all the duas they need to make, all their desires, all their fears, all their phobias, everything, that half an hour, 45 minutes, they dedicate that time to dua. Now, I mean, someone makes dua for 5 minutes, it's like too long, you know? Too long. In fact, even if you're making a collective dua, some people don't like to make a very long dua. Now you're making dua very long. So someone sometimes even will pass some comment also, you know, at Mawlana today, the dua wasn't coming to an end. And some people even say, you know, while the dua was on, they were making dua now that, you know, this dua must stop now because this dua is continuing. So people don't like to make long dua. But however it is, within our own capacity, we make our own. Whether it's tahajjud time, or whether it's you come for one of the namazes, come a bit early between azan and iqamat. Duas are accepted Friday between asr and maghrib. Duas are accepted. Imam Shafi Ramadan said even on a Thursday night. One of the nights that duas are accepted Thursday night. So Thursday night, take out that half an hour, 45 minutes. We need to make a lot of dua for ourselves, for our families. Inshallah, if we do these three things, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open up the way for us. And also another very important aspect is try to perform all our salah in the masjid with jamaat. Try and be early, first saf, takbir-e-ula. This is a time now we need to come back to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and draw from the treasures of Allah, because only Allah can bring about the solution for all our problems. Remember, whatever problems we are experiencing, collective problems, individual, each person got his own halat. You know, every person in this dunya got his own challenges. And it is only Allah that can assist us through these challenges. And it is only Allah that can solve these problems. So inshallah, by us coming to the masjid and doing all these different amal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect us, Allah will bless us, and Allah will change the conditions. May Allah grant us the true understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim.